Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Ben here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Harper Bovberg, Kenneth R. Geraghty, Tall Cat, Emma Anderson, Miterbump. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Hello, and welcome to the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. This is our Christmas special, and today I'm your host, Bryn Monroe, and I am joined by...
Ben Meredith.
Alex Newell.
Lydia Nicholas.
And...
Annel Goody.
Annel is our community manager. A lot of you who have interacted with us on Facebook and Twitter and the forums will recognise him from there. He's been with the company a while now, and this is his second...
Yep, meet
on
the crew.
...on-screen appearance.
Back when. Yeah.
On gaming. He's also been on the Magnus feed a bit.
Ah, okay, so people who listen to the Magnus Archives may also recognise him from there. Anna and I have been role-playing together for over 10 years, I worked out the other
Pretty
day.
Pretty much at this point, yeah.
So we've done lots of this.
We met at a D&D group.
We did meet while playing D&D.
Oh, it's the foundation
of our relationship.
Yeah. I know, this has got a kind of Christmassy family kind of
vibe.
It's
Christmas,
We'll be nostalgic, yeah. And we're all looking back, and it's definitely December when we're recording this. It's lovely.
I'm not a fan of Christmas. I'm just not. I like routine.
Then today is going to suit you great.
Yay!
So, for our Christmas special today, we are playing a game called Fiasco. Fiasco is a game by Jason Morningstar, and it is all about creating a bunch of horrible people that horrible things happen to in hilarious ways.
I am the kind of person that plays gloom at Christmas. So.
You'll
this
fit
is
right
my,
in
this
here.
Is my dig.
I weaponise cheerfulness.
Yeah, you do.
I wield it like a hammer.
The best way to explain Fiasco...
Kind of wet, sticky hammer.
The best way to explain Fiasco is essentially an improv game, as much as it is a role-playing game. And it's designed to evoke the feelings of a Coen Brothers movie, like Burn After Reading
that's
or Fargo.
That's a really good description, actually.
Well, it's in the book. That's what they say in the book.
And they did a good job.
It makes a lot of
them.
Sense. And it's a genre of movies all to itself. It's the only thing I've seen that kind of replicates that without being one of those movies.
Some of us don't watch movies. That's right. I don't like Christmas and I don't watch films.
Screw you and your Christmas special, Brit. What are you going to do?
Block. All I want for Christmas is blocks. Honestly, I'm trying.
So Fiasco is a pretty rules-light system. We'll encounter the rules as we go along. Essentially, we're going to roll on a bunch of tables to generate some random relationships. And then we're going to see what happens to the horrible people we've ended up with.
Yay. They don't have to be horrible.
They're going
to
be horrible. It's going to be great.
Alex is incapable of playing someone who's not horrible.
Genuinely, this is my Christmas wish goal. I'm going to make a character in a game that's designed to make them horrible. The only way I can sabotage this is making a nice character.
I will believe it when I see it.
I think the problem is that a lot of the time, his characters think they're nice, but they're just completely
unwise. I'm not going to lie, I've tried to make nice characters every time. It's never happened. I'm trying really hard.
Are we going to try and make sure he's not a doctor this time?
Yes. Yeah. No medical relationship.
I was going to play a cowardly cowboy, so it's okay.
No!
Okay, amazing.
Some of these callbacks are well over a year.
These are deep cuts.
It's great.
Deep gaming cuts.
Yeah. So the reason I suggest we play horrible people is because horrible things will definitely happen to them, and therefore it's slightly more satisfying when it's horrible people they're happening to.
Christmas is a time of joy and happiness with no negative emotions tied to it, whatever, for anyone ever.
Yeah, and people can come out of this with a perfectly happy ending.
Yay!
Even if they are completely horrible.
Yay!
So,
let's play!
In a game of Fiasco, you have something called a playset. That playset determines the setting you're playing in. There's half a dozen in the base game, and there's hundreds more published for free on the internet. So, me and Anil did a bit of research, and Anil managed to find a playset called And to All a Good Night.
That sounds really sinister. Like Christmassy, but really sinister.
That sounds pretty accurate. Okay, so we've got a special Christmas-themed playset. This playset was originally written by Elizabeth Bowman and Lindsay Peters. I don't know who they are, but their names were on it, so thank you to them.
Let's assume they're hard, dedicated fans.
It is originally an American playset, so Anil has taken on the job of editing it slightly. So if you've seen that playset, or you go and find it online later, you'll notice that ours is not identical, but it's pretty similar.
It's been Britished.
Essentially, yes.
It's just Harry Potter all over it.
They just cross out nouns and put T.
Yeah. We've just changed the spelling of mom.
Yeah. Lots of extra U's. Just, yeah.
Throw them in wherever.
Yeah.
And remove the Z's.
Oh, God. Z's.
I've added a governor.
So, today's game will be taking place in the small town of Weatherton. And we'll see what else happens. So we're going to dive right in. Basically, all you need for a game of Fiasco is a bunch of index cards, something to write on them with, and four dice per player. You want your dice in two colours. We have white and red-ish.
White and... Yeah.
I've got a green and a purple one.
Yeah, red-ish. White and not white. And you need two of each per player. So everyone grab some dice.
Could I please have two white and two not white?
So... In Fiasco, we do not start by creating our characters. We create the relationships between characters, and we see where that leads us in terms of who we end up actually being.
I take the feat antagonistic and on L, unhelpful.
I'll give you my feat in a minute.
I roll and for patience ending.
Someone gets coal in their stocking. So we are sitting
around...
That
is one of the options.
Excellent. So we are sitting around a table, and what we need first is a single index card between each pair of players who are sitting next to each other. You don't instantly get a relationship with everyone. You get one relationship, you get two relationships, one with the person either side of you, and we see what that generates in terms of the other relationships. So everyone rolls four dice.
Oh, fully.
And then we make a big pile in the middle of the table by number.
So we've got sort of collective dice here where they're all going in the middle.
And there's a two. I find lots of twos. Oh, there's a three.
we didn't manage to roll a single four.
Hang on, are those?
Oh, those. No, those must be.
Those are mine.
All right.
Okay, we have got a single four. So now we have our copies of our playset, and we're just going to start by going around the table, and you choose a number which leads you to one of the relationships on this table. So there's 36 entries, so it takes two dice to form a relationship. So you choose a category, and then you choose a specific thing.
Or
and you,
someone else does, depending on...
And you can choose a die and assign that number and that category or that specific thing to any of the relationships at the table.
Subtable and numeric lists. It really is Christmas, Brick. I'm so happy.
It's the live show all over again.
Lovely.
No, there aren't enough spreadsheets for how Alex runs the
God bless us, everyone.
Only this time we're not involving the audience.
Can I go first? Because I've seen one and I'm extremely excited about it.
There's a very important rule to determine who goes first. And it's whoever grew up in the smallest town.
Oh, well, it's Alex because it's London, 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 and basically London.
Tiny village, no one's heard of, so where I could walk
you'll
for
have
days
to go second,
and not
I'm
see
afraid,
a person.
Ben.
Fine, as long as he doesn't take the... if he takes the primary one, that's great, because it's on the table.
So I'm normally, one assigns dice to one of one's own two relationships, but it doesn't have to be that. You can assign, pick a dice and assign it to any of the cards at the table.
Alex, would you like to define your relationship with me?
Yes. Right. So
there is one correct answer on that
so
list.
So I have to pick...
You pick one of these dice from the middle, assign it to your relationship card, and that sets the category.
You know what? Can I do it blind?
Yes.
All right. I want the...
Take the single four, so no one else can use a four. The whole rest of this setup.
I want the biggest, fattest six I see on that table, because, you know, parts of me...
You have chosen the correct category.
Yeah!
Now, okay. Now it's Ben's choice. So what is category six?
On the same side.
I'm going to pick a one. Because it says figure skating duo.
Yes!
So we have determined.
Is it Yuri on Ice? Yeah, are you going to do Yuri on Ice?
For copyright purposes,
this
is not Yuri on Ice.
Is everyone else really excited by the Yuri on Ice implications? I hate Christmas, but I love Yuri on Ice.
I think you'll find it's Burry on Ice. We can't afford the license.
Right, so you've
Blurry
assigned.
Blurry on Ice.
There's a lot of people with short sightedness figure skating.
You've assigned a six and a one to that card, so you now write down what that means. You have a relationship, you are a figure skating duo.
So exciting.
We'll find out what that means later. I am taking the one and only four on the table because it amuses me that there will be no more fours possible to choose. Limiting people's choices. I'm going to assign it to mine and Annal's relationship. And that means me and Annal have some sort of work relationship.
Okay.
It's not quite a blurry figure skating duo, is it? Just saying.
I will pick... quite a lot of threes on the table. So I'll pick one of the threes and assign it to the relationship between me and Lydia. So there is a secret of some kind between us.
Does that mean you share a secret or your relationship is
a
secret?
There is a secret. There is a secret relationship of some kind.
Maybe they're secretly a figure skating duo.
A rival figure skating duo! There are still sixes and ones on the table.
Yeah.
We could have multiple figure skating duos. I feel like that's a waste of all these possibilities, but it would also
However,
be amazing.
Have you considered?
Oh my gosh. Alex B. In...
Am I two-timing on Ben in two figure skating duos?
I'm going to take... I can't make that whole decision. I can't make the whole decision on my own.
Well, not in this round.
Because I don't have that
choice.
I only get one dice.
We had something special.
I am going to put a
Alex,
six
no, Alex, I,
on my relationship just, with Alex, giving him the option.
I know that you can, but I just... Look, we could have something really special.
I was going to play a nice character, but all of the evil's coming up and I really want to be evil now.
Means I win the bet.
You can
be nice and confused.
Options in the six category, Alex.
Okay. You can't use the one that's a four, though.
Yeah, you can't use the four.
Do you want to look?
No. I want someone...
And remember, you can assign a die to any relationship at the
table. I want someone to pick two dice for me, and then I will do it blind, and I will choose between them, and that way there's no chance...
No, Lydia, you
can't pick two one. but we'll make one of them definitely
one.
One
of them's a one, okay, right.
So let's do those two.
Okay. They are roughly the same size.
Okay. I think the one on the left... My left.
No!
look. I tried.
Are you choosing to assign it to that relationship?
Oh, yeah.
You now have a one. Which relationship would you like to assign it to?
You can save yourself, Alex. You can save yourself in my eyes.
I don't think I can.
You
Alex.
Can make me very happy.
I think I have to
shocked.
Be in...
I think
so
the narrative
happy.
Is kind of forming here.
Yeah.
I think I have to be in a figure skating duo with Lydia.
Dare you?
So, both
sorry,
of Alex's
Ben.
Relationships are fully defined. He is in a figure skating duo with Ben's character, and he's in a figure skating duo with Lydia's
importantly,
character.
Importantly, that is under the category of six, which is on the same side. So, while this may be...
Guys, we could be the first figure skating trio!
On the outside, this looks like a two-time thing, but he's deep in his heart...
Yeah,
it's possible to love.
What's that film with Will Ferrell and
Blades of Glory? Oh yeah. My God, it's amazing.
Well, that's me done.
Yeah, that's Alex's turn. And Ben.
Right, I guess. Okay, I'm going to pick a 2 and assign it to mine and Bryn's category. I pick family.
Yeah, so we are some sort of family to each other. We don't know what yet.
But Bryn, it's your go.
Oh, so I have so many options here. I can nail down the specific of either my relationship with Ben, my relationship with Annal, or Lydia and Annal's relationship. I just get to do that if I want.
Too much thinking. Just go. Just do it. Down the ramifications. That's how I ended up in this sticky situation in the first place.
I can't believe you've done this.
I'm choosing a 2 and assigning it to my familial relationship with Ben, which means that our relationship is the black sheep and the golden child.
I'm really upset that there isn't a 4 left on the table, because 4 was doting parents to a newborn.
It's not clear which one is which.
Nope,
though.
We get to define that later. Annal, your turn to choose a die.
Okay, so it's between you and me, or me and Lydia. I will pick a 2 and assign it to the secret relationship between me and Lydia. We are secret Santas.
What kind of secret Santa? We have.
Wait, are you secretly secret Santas?
No, there's
to
only
come
one
out
secret.
during the scenario,
during
setup.
I do like the idea of you two stumbling on each other, each wearing a fake beard.
So Lydia,
I was a Grinch all along. I don't really know enough about Christmas.
So
you're going to be hampered by just ignorance about Christmas.
It's a wonderful time of year, Lydia. Allow me to show you in song.
So, Lydia, it's your turn to choose a die, and there's only one relationship left to be defined, which is the relationship between me and Annal,
okay.
Which is in the work category.
So the thing is, it can't be the other 4, because there are no 4s.
There are no 4s.
Right.
Just pick the best numbers. It's what I do.
It's going to be... So if you're black sheep and secret... It feels too important. Oh, okay, it's going to be a 6. You're journalists at rival newspapers.
Okay, so Annal and I are both journalists.
Oh, that's interesting in light of ours.
Are we a black sheep or a golden child?
Good publication or a bad publication?
So one of you is a journalist and one of you is a figure skater. What do your parents prefer?
Maybe each parent is a journalist and a figure skater. I feel like since
figure skating is such a big deal in this game, that figure skating is going to be a focus. And therefore, I think that the golden child is the figure skater. And my journalism career is probably not going well.
It might be dedicated to bringing down your brother.
Well, you're probably working at the town rag, and therefore that means that I'm working at the more respected newspaper.
It's the New Yorker. Yeah.
And yet both of them are entirely the focused Inquirer. On figure skating.
Because it's Christmas time, Bruce.
They're the contest.
Okay, do we want to detail anything else? At this point, we can choose to define a bit more about the relationships, or we can get on to the next bit.
Yeah. I'm good to play loose bit. And fast. That's how I roll.
There probably should be at least one detail between each of them.
So we're going to the next mechanical section is to add one facet to each of these relationships. Okay, so a relationship can have a need attached to it, an object attached to it, or a location attached to it. And we definitely need at least one need in the game. So every relationship grabs a second index card. And we're going to go around again and do the same thing. So you get to choose when it's your action, whether you're defining a need, a location, or an object. But other than that, it's the same deal. For under each category, there are tables, and we determine them with the dice we've already rolled. So notice we've got a lot of 3s and 5s left. Mm. Not much else.
Mm. Whose go is it then?
We'll continue around. So it's your go again, Alex.
Just to make things even more awkward, I'll have 2 5s. I can't. I'll have a 5.
Okay. Would you like to define a need, an object, or a location?
A need.
Good. That's always a good choice to generate some story. You define a need between you.
Me, man.
Okay, so we want to carry on a tradition. Mm-hmm. All the Sharpies have disappeared. Bryn.
Sorry, I'm hoarding.
I'm chewing.
So we need to carry on a tradition?
Yeah.
Is it a tradition of caring and mutual respect?
We'll find out.
I think it is. And I think I'm not carrying it very well. Unlike Lydia, who I'm carrying on the ice really well because we're apparently the best skating duo according to the index card.
The tradition you're not carrying on is the monogamy of figure changers, which is a very well established tradition, definitely.
So prudish!
Yeah.
So prudish!
What? I just have values.
Pick a die, Ben.
Okay. I'm going to take the last two. And I am going to give us, myself and Bryn, an object.
Okay, so the object table, the category two. We have between us the ultimate recipe for... dot, dot, dot.
Right, okay.
I've just read the rest of this table, so I'm instantly going to choose for my turn one of the remaining ones and add it to object, which makes the ultimate recipe for special cookies.
Our Santas are really looking forward to that. There's special cookies for Santa.
Oh.
I think we know why I'm the black sheep of the family.
You know what? It's fine. I can't anyway. Actually, no. Because I'm having to live a double life. I probably need the calories.
It's not the calories in these cookies you need to worry about, mate.
Okay. I am going to pick a three and define this as a need between Alex and Lydia.
I just need so much, guys.
And that means that they need to prove something.
Ooh.
I'm going to pick... Oh, there aren't any fours.
Yeah, it's literally just threes and fives left, guys. There's a single one. Just in case.
Three, five, I think that might... That should be left maybe for someone with the recipe.
We've already defined the recipe.
Oh, right,
remember
right.
reading this. Is I there just... not a wild dice?
Oh, yeah. So the very last dice picked off the table can be anything it wants to be.
Okay. So we need to prove that...
Don't plan. Just pick. Just give in to the fates.
That Christmas should always be hosted by you.
Oh.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Perhaps there is a Christmas show of ice skating, and who needs to host it?
Mm. We've heard so much about your figure skating, Alex. We've just wanted to see it for so long. When are you on? Two times. What? Two times.
So, Alex.
Okay.
You have nothing left to define about your end of the table. Mine and Ben's relationship is fully defined.
I pick a three.
You pick a three. Would you like to choose a need, an object, or a location?
Location. Number three.
We could definitely do with some locations. Between Lid and Anil? Between
Bryn and Anil.
Okay. So we have a location, and it's a three. And the three category on locations...
The Sahara.
Home sweet home.
Oh.
Okay.
I know how to make my character lovable. I'll just do the entire thing as Martin. Of course.
I'm not coming up with poetry on the fly.
Yes, you will.
Oh, it's a three. It's a three and I'm defining because the location is in the bathroom with the door locked.
Home sweet home in the bathroom with the door locked.
Did we get one?
Yours is completely undefined so far.
So Bryn is now getting to...
So we've got two threes assigned to that. So there's a five and a one left, but the last die will be wild. So Anil can define a category for you, but you will get to choose completely freely from it.
Don't give choice. Just pick randomly.
So...
Actually, if you want to pick randomly, we do have a way to do that. We've got like little cube random number generators, which might have numbers from 1 to 6 on them, just in case you want to roll it randomly.
Plus, they taste amazing.
Ooh, okay.
Going along with the Secret Santa's theme, I'm going to pick five, an object, which is a box containing something.
Oh.
So do I pick or do I roll the dice if it's wild?
You get to pick anything from that list, basically. Whichever one takes your fancy.
Unless, I guess, if you want to roll it, then do that.
Yeah. I am going to roll it.
What a roll.
Four! It's a four!
Yay!
All the Christmas fruit cakes from the last 10 years.
Okay. Right. Amazing.
Do we want to just recap what we've got between our characters? Because we now need to start talking about like who our characters are. And
so now you get one final index card, and that is to write down basically your character name and who you actually are in, you know, that will be useful to us as we play the game. So me and Ben are siblings.
Yes.
I think maybe Alex and Lydia are a couple. I think if they want to host things, maybe they're a couple.
Or just flatmates.
I thought that I thought we were hosting a TV show.
So that's the hosted.
The hosting.
Just turned Christmas into a TV show.
it's an ice skating event.
Wait, so it's is it ITV's Dancing on Ice?
Yes, this is the Christmas special. ITV's Dancing on Ice.
Okay,
they have just come to this small
manuscript
town.
Just quick poll: does anybody know anything about ITV's Dancing on Ice?
Yes, literally nothing. It's a show whereby they get celebrities to dance upon frozen water.
Okay, I think that is the entirety of our.
Or maybe this is our attempt to recreate that because we want to draw funding from ITV.
Maybe we're doing the local town.
Yes. Okay.
Of course, because we were in Weatherton. Yeah. Weatherton.
Weatherton's dancing Christmas on ice dancing. So,
extravaganza.
So I think, you guys are hosting this. And now I think you are a newly formed figure skating duo.
Yeah.
And I think you've been dancing together maybe 6 months.
Wait, yes.
But you've always in the past... me. Done the Christmas dance together, and
you're
that's
my,
the tradition.
I thought
you
we were just picking
ex.
Names. It's all getting so involved.
You're my
so
ex.
Quickly.
Figure skating duo. And ex. You are my ex and my figure skating duo ex. And we broke up, and that's... Yes.
And that's why you don't dance together anymore.
That is why we don't dance together.
But there's a tradition
to be upheld. But you are on the same side, so there isn't probably that much animosity... Maybe.
Oh, I don't know.
Ooh.
Well, maybe. Yes, maybe the tradition is we always used to do it, so we're having to be forced
for now.
To do it, for the look
far,
of the thing.
As far as Ben's character knows, they're on the same side.
Yeah.
It's going to be tense and awkward, but you know, for the good of the show.
Yes, we've got to do. We have to do it. We can't.
There's
like...
no complication here. You both just genuinely want to put on the best show for the village that you possibly can.
Yeah.
No complicated feelings need to be involved at all.
No.
My character's name is Janice.
Excellent. I think perhaps you are a co-worker with Anil. Now, I know your relationship is Secret Santa's, but it would be, if we're going to, you know, if our twin themes today are figure skating and journalism, it'd be helpful to have some of both around.
I work at the newspaper, but I'm not a journalist. So you two are both journalists.
Yep.
Yes.
I will be, I'm the HR manager.
Ooh, nice.
So I know what's going on between the two of you.
So hang on. So you're an HR manager by day and a Dancing on Ice TV host by night. Just I want to get this.
Yeah, well, no, because it's the local.
It's a local thing.
We're all amateurs.
Hey,
I'm not
saying it's wrong.
Except for us, we were professional.
I'm just writing it down.
Oh, you had the big time.
You had a shot.
We had a shot.
You had a
we
shot.
We had a shot, and somebody screwed it up. Yeah. I'm not saying who. Somebody. Somebody screwed it up.
The emotional energy couldn't be the same.
Yep.
So
some things are more important than career, Ben.
Whoa, hang on a minute. Your name is Leonardo Trap.
No, my name is Leonardo Tiptoe Trap.
Sure. I feel you've veered into the irritating zone already.
my name is Janice on Ice Smith.
Also, sorry, I've just realised that he's written Leonardo Von Trap and then rubbed out the Von and then put Tiptoe.
Tiptoe alliterates, it's just better. It's just objectively better.
Yep.
Okay, so... For us, I think, we're siblings. One's the black sheep, one's the golden child.
Yeah, I'm a stoner.
Okay,
Simple
yeah.
as.
Yeah, sure. And I'm the golden child because I was a professional figure skater.
Yeah.
I still am a professional figure skater, but I am in between partners.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we have the ultimate recipe for special cookies. Which...
So is that a family recipe?
You've never
recipe?
Partaken in,
I've
obviously.
Never partaken. No, I know the recipe, but
you have... But it was a long time ago. You experimented as a teenager. It's
normal.
Exactly. But you've grown up.
Right, and the results of that urine test were completely circumstantial, okay? I could have gone to the Olympics, didn't work out, so...
And in many ways, you blame my delicious cookie recipe.
Yeah, because that was what happened.
It was you that destroyed our chance.
Well, you were never good enough.
What's your name there?
Randall something, because by defining my surname, I define Brin's.
Savage.
My name is Dylan.
Okay, Randall and Dylan.
This was supposed to be a Britishified playset.
Yeah.
Randall's fine.
That's a very American name.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I imagine myself having a big.
When I knew him, he was Clive.
Yeah, that's good. That'll be
expat.
Yeah,
perfectly fine.
Go. So our name is Hammerstein.
Sure,
Randall and Dylan Hammerstein.
Cool.
Janice on Ice Smith.
So how do you know the other characters at the table?
Those middles.
Because we have this rival journalist relationship.
So,
that doesn't necessarily mean we even know each other very well.
We probably do. We probably cover the same sort of thing. So I work for the Weatherton Gazette, which is the much more respected paper in the town. maybe you work for the Weatherton Inquirer?
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Cool. And I am Kyle Rogers.
That might need an Esquire if you're going to make it British.
Kyle, why have we all gone on for such American names?
I haven't.
Leonardo.
What is perfectly English?
Kyle is a...
That's true, actually.
Yeah. Very American. Mm. Very American.
Just, you know, because I'm...
Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
That is.
Yeah. I also work for the Weatherton Gazette. I'm the HR manager. I'm there to smooth over any difficulties that anyone has. Just let me know what's gone wrong. Everyone, just let me know. I will be the neutral party that just is a listening ear, won't fiddle. No fiddling here. Just let me know the goss.
And if you just so happen to need somebody to cover your local extravaganza that there's no pressure, is there?
It's just, you know, the front page needs to be filled.
Right.
Guys,
so is that us established?
I think it's only happening because lots of money has been handed to the mayor and I am not on board with that. I am going to expose you guys and bring this whole thing crashing down. Yep.
Somewhere in it, Janice and Kevin are the office secret Santas, and all they seem to have to give away is a box containing all the Christmas fruitcakes from the last 10 years.
Are they the office fruitcakes?
No one ever has the fruitcake. Why would you have the fruitcake?
Well, it's the leftover secret Santas, because gets the fruitcake, they just shove it to one side.
What
someone
we're already
picks it
doing?
Up,
it's basically the Weatherton equivalent of a fatberg.
Yeah, I think maybe we're doing too much reincorporation now. A lot of this could be plot.
Yeah. Okay, guys, we have formed a complex web of relationships between these characters. There are various things these characters all care about. We will find a way to bring in all these elements that have been scattered on the table in front of us by these random tables, and we'll see what happens to these characters in the next part of our Christmas special.
Historic Royal Palaces, in association with Rusty Quill, present Outliers, stories from the edge of history. Enjoy a selection of stories from award-winning contemporary writers as they reveal the people hiding in the shadows of real events at some of the greatest palaces ever built.
I am proud to be a part of the resistance to Cromwell, and I am unequivocal that Cromwell must die.
I'll be the first pirate who's never seen the sea.
The Ugly One. That's what they called her. Wife number 4.
He grips my arm with a strength I should not have thought possible and begins to tell me about the stars.
A revolutionary band. United, righteous, unstoppable.
Available via iTunes and all other major podcast services. For more information, visit hrp.org.uk/learning or www.rustyquill.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
And welcome back. Okay, so we've got our complex network of relationships and objects and various things, and now we're going to have some scenes. So the basic mechanic of Fiasco is that when it is a player's turn, they get to do a scene, And they can either choose to set up that scene or resolve that scene. If they set up the scene, they say what they want. If they resolve that scene, they choose from the two piles of dice. We've got our white dice and our red-ish dice. when one of those dice is taken during a scene, it means that the scene will either end well or badly. And that's all that we have. We keep those dice and then roll them later as we approach the tilt point of the story. But again, going in the same turn order, Alex, it is your turn. Would you like to set up a scene or resolve a scene?
I would like to set up a scene.
Okay, so what scene would you like to see?
I will set up a scene, and I realise it could be with anyone, but I shall set up a scene with Leonardo Tiptoe Trap and...
Randall Hammerstein.
Randall Hammerstein. The scene.
Oh, yes! All the Americans get out there. I have some problems with this.
This American accent is just as fake as Jonathan Sims' accent on the Magnus Arc.
Does that mean I have to cross over?
Yes, you started doing one. I met you.
Okay, I'm going.
You started this.
I wasn't even.
You were saying you really were.
Outstanding. It's just that's because that's how I hear
sonas. So the scene I shall be setting up is myself having the lamentable job of having to try and recruit Randall for an extravaganza that's going to be on because. You can't have a panel of two. That'd just be weird.
Okay, so as the scene progresses, anyone else at the table can pick a die from one of the two piles and present it to Alex. And it will then be the job of whoever's in this scene to move towards an ending that is either positive, that he gets what he wants, or negative, and he fails to get what he wants.
Can people join these scenes? Or is
as an improv, it not always a great idea, but yes, if someone else that would naturally
he said, I'll open this door because I think I hear someone behind it.
Yeah, so anyone can jump in with to play extra characters.
So you can play your main character. You can also play side characters, and the non-main characters may appear played by members of the cast.
And I have, just before it throws people, seen it happen once or twice where a side character has had to be passed around. Because, you know, otherwise scenes start being impossible.
Yep.
So
here in Weatherton, all of our accents are quite mixed.
So Leonardo, sort of really sheepishly, kind of a mousy-looking person, you know.
So where are we? On the phone to me?
I was going to have... Leonardo would do it in person because, it's the least that Leonardo can do.
He's an honourable kind of person.
Yeah, you know, like, okay, victim of circumstance. I said it, I know, but there you go. So anyway, he's on Hammerstein. He's on Randall Hammerstein's front porch, hand hovering over the door, ready to sort of knock. Sort of takes deep, steadying breath and knocks.
Hello. Oh, it's you.
Hey.
What do you want?
So how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. What are you doing?
That's great. That's really, really great. I'm so happy.
You're going American.
I know.
Oh, right.
Dude, who's at the door?
Don't worry, it's nobody.
Okay.
Nobody important, at least.
I mean, can we take a moment to, you know...
No, anything could be said here.
Sure, no. I'm glad you're doing well, basically. Myself and Janice... Well,
oh, nice.
We're sort of setting up this thing, this extravaganza thing.
All right, this is going to take a while. Come in.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, in the living room. Dylan's in there.
Yo, you want some nog, dude?
I'm good, Dylan.
You want a cookie?
No, I'm good. Thanks. I think
your loss.
It sort of was. Yeah. Yeah, it was.
You won't let you think about it that way.
But that's not why I'm here.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, we're setting up this extravaganza and me and Janice were talking and basically we'd genuinely really like you on the show as sort of a panelist alongside us. You know, three professional ice
and
skaters.
Janice.
On ice. Janice on ice.
Janice on ice.
That's the one.
On ice Janice.
Yep.
That Janice.
Yeah, that, well,
nice.
How many do you know?
You really think that I'm going to be on a panel with you?
Look,
Janice?
On ice.
Okay.
On ice?
Here's the thing. A lot of water has passed under the bridge, which is ironic because we're, you know, ice skaters. But nonetheless, I really think this could be good for
us all.
How
much water has passed under the bridge, do you think?
Like,
it's been 2 months, and this is the first time you come seeing me to ask for something? Because it's all just you, isn't it?
Well,
was back then. It is now, it seems.
Well, I mean, I don't know what to say here. I mean, this, I didn't put us in this situation.
I don't know what I want you to say. You've appeared at my doorstep while I'm hanging out with my brother.
I mean...
asking me to be on a panel with you and Janice.
On ice, Janice.
Not the other Janice.
Whoa,
Janice on ice.
Heavy.
I really thought, look...
Sorry, that's the cat trying to get in.
We're going to lose our entire American fan base. This is incredible. You've gone from, like...
I know.
...Bostonian to cowboy to, like, Italian-American, like, New York.
Hey, I'm fairly consistent.
Do I look funny to you?
Yes!
But look, here's the thing. Like...
we also have a cat outside who really wants to be let in.
I'm going to pause the scene briefly at this point, and perhaps against the flow of it, hand Alex a white die, which means that he is going to end up getting what he wants in this scene. The number is not important.
That's fine. Look, okay, Randall, let's be blunt here. I didn't put us in this situation. Don't get me wrong, like, Dylan, you're a cool guy.
Thanks, man.
But look, you kind of forced this situation. I'm just trying to throw you a bone here, okay? You're better than... he gestures around the place. You're better than this.
Things are just on a bit of a dip.
Dude, I think you should do it.
Really?
Why not?
I mean...
yeah, why not?
It'd be good to get the gang back together.
Fine. But don't... it's not the gang.
Okay, duo. Whatever.
Not anymore.
And then Leonardo kind of... again, sheepishly sort of
sidles out,
nods and sidles out. He's trying so hard to exit without actually leaving a room.
Yeah. I'll see you to the door and be like, see you around, Leonardo.
Yeah, I guess you will.
Slap the door.
A scene happened.
Cool. So, you now have to give that die away to someone else.
Anil, who?
Thank
have
you.
Have a success.
Ben, would you like set up or resolve?
If I resolve, like...
someone else just plunges you into a scene on their whim.
Someone gives you a scene.
You
or
have, like,
collectively
scene
we give you
a
scene.
Resolve, so either you...
okay.
Pick, you want
well, no,
happy,
okay. I've already had a scene,
or...
so I'm going to establish something for someone else. I'm going to establish between Anil and Lydia. So Janice on ice and Kevin.
I'm glad you noticed that.
They are making coffee in the office kitchen. And there is a fruitcake between them.
Both performers just stare at the empty fictional fruitcake going, I think you'll have to spell that out for listeners because they can't see that. Just that,
Hey, Kevin. Kevin, how are you? Is there anything that you'd like to inform HR about? just,
we're
you know,
running
I'm,
low on coffee?
I'm always here to help if there's anything, no matter how sensitive... you know, you can trust me.
I know.
That's great.
Kevin backs off a little bit at
now,
this point.
You know that I can be trusted with anything. Like, for instance, I've been entrusted with the very important task of being Secret Santa. You can trust me with any information.
Key word in there? No,
what? Yeah, I know. Entrusted.
Yes, Janice, that's exactly the word I was going for. I've know who mine is.
Oh.
I know.
Yeah.
It's all been sorted.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure I know what I am going to get them.
Uh-huh.
But it will still take a bit of setup.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but, it's always a good idea to run these sorts of ideas past HR, just to check that you're not going to... you know, maybe accidentally cause some offence or upset someone, because I know what's going on with everyone. So if there is a problem, like, you might bring up some memories of something quite a long time ago that you wouldn't necessarily know about, but I, in my position in HR, have been entrusted with.
Fair,
yeah,
fair.
So it's just a good idea to run most of these decisions past me.
I think I'm pretty... good here.
Mm-hmm.
At which point, like, he's eyeing the fruitcake and looking at Janice backwards and forwards.
So I just,
that's
know,
it. No.
It's all fine. You know what? A lot of people here like cake.
Yep. I know cake the is really traditional
out.
Here.
Yeah, we give out a lot of cake.
Yeah, there's
it's great. It's, for someone like
full of it.
For someone like me that does so much physical exercise, you are coming to the extravaganza. Yes.
Do I have
for
to?
Someone like yeah, well, it's not mandatory, but we do pay attention.
Okay, at this point, I'm pausing the scene to hand Lydia a white die. Her character is going to get what she wants in this scene.
We do pay attention to who participates in morale boosting experiences. That's very useful for us to know when we're looking at things like pay and promotion and office dynamics. You know, dynamics in the office. That's it's just useful for me as somebody so sensitive and entrusted with such an important position. You know, I have a position of pastoral care. So I think it's just so you know that we're paying attention because we care.
I'm fully aware that you care for us,
yes.
Janice. So
that's why we put on these morale-boosting extravaganzas.
I guess I'll be at your extravaganza.
That's so wonderful. I'm so glad that you made that choice.
That's a scene, then. That's got to be. You're terrifying.
Hashtag Janice on ice. Hashtag on ice. Hashtag eyes. Hashtag Janice.
Hashtag on.
Okay, it's my turn. I'm going to set up a scene. I'll let other people resolve. I'd like to set up a scene at a press conference announcing the panel at the ice skating extravaganza. So I'd like someone to play the town mayor, and our two intrepid reporters are going to be at this press conference asking the mayor questions. If other people want to be other reporters, they could do that. If they want to be people who are going to be on the panel, they could do that, but that's up to other people. But would anyone like to volunteer to play the mayor?
I'd quite like to be the mayor.
Cool.
That's, you know.
I'm happy to play a reporter.
So the other two players can jump in or not as they choose to, as the scene goes on. So the other question we do need to decide when setting up a scene is what characters want. Ideally, we need to know, so it's my scene. So what does my character want in this scene? So I want to know if there were any financial incentives for the town in terms of hosting this extravaganza. Because I think there's corruption and bribery. So that's my goal in this scene, to find out whether the mayor has been paid money.
Hello, we have gathered here today to announce the what's it? Extravaganza on ice. As you know, we do have an ice rink. It consumes quite a lot of community funds, but continues to be voted for. I don't know. The bins could be collected more often, guys, but, you know, that's fine. So that's going to be a Christmas extravaganza, going to put that out there. So if anyone's got any questions, it's going to be on the 24th, so, you know, the night before Christmas. Christmas, the night before Christmas. It's going to be a wonderful event. Bring your kids. There might be presents from different Santa's, secret or not. So there's going to be a lot going on.
Madam Mayor, what do you say to allegations that the event is bound to be a disaster with both Randall Hammerstein and Lorenzo Leonardo?
Tiptoe trap.
I forget his name, but you know who I mean. Like, they split up acrimoniously months ago, and you're putting them on the same panel. Is this really a good idea?
I mean, I, as the mayor, tend to see the good of the town as more important than a recent, you know, the trivialities of people's interrelationships. Although it seems that you can't even remember the name of your brother's ex-boyfriend. So I thought that I, you know, was holding up lofty ideals, but frankly, you know,
I just used to call him Tippy Toes. That was fine.
Madam Mayor, Kevin Rogers, the Weatherton Gazette.
It's lovely to hear from you, Kevin.
Thank you. So how do you see this as providing economic advantages for the town? And does the...
Yeah, I want to know about economic advantages too.
That Weatherton has a vast wealth of ice skating talent amongst its luminaries, mm-hmm, mean that we will see bright things in our future?
Yeah, well, when the sun strikes the ice, it's really nice. So that's Weatherton's... that's Weatherton's... Featherton's town motto, as you all know, and is the banner of our leading paper.
Thank you.
We all know that ice skating is really at the heart of this town, and we really want to build on that talent. Keep sending people to the Olympics.
Madam Mayor, are you going to issue press credentials to all of the town's relevant publications? Or is it just going to be a one-horse propaganda machine?
Well, you said it yourself, Mr. Hammerstein. The credentials should be offered to all the relevant papers in town. Madam Mayor, you can confirm this, of course.
We actually have a higher bar than relevant. Also, well-spelled and delivered on time.
Look, Inquirer sometimes has an eye. Anyway, what I want to know...
Does it have an editor?
Madam Mayor, you said yourself, there are so many things the town could be spending its money on apart from this. What economic incentives were provided to the mayor's office for you to make this decision?
There's no economic incentives. It's just it warms my heart, ironically, to see people dancing on the ice and knowing that Weatherton's strength is when the sun hits the ice, it's nice.
I am going to pass a red dice to Dylan, because this isn't happening. This just isn't happening, is it?
No, Kevin is just smiling at him.
Fine, this whole town is corrupt, but you can't stop me. My brother's a host, so I'll be there anyway.
Mr. Hammerstein, there is no evidence that this...
Whatever,
is, if you would care to bring some...
Do you walk out flipping them the bird?
Yes, I do.
Does Madam Mayor have any more questions? Yes.
And yeah, I think we can end the scene there too.
Awesome. So I'm going to give that red die away at the end of my scene. I'm going to pass it to Alex.
Oh, I see. I see how this rolls.
Yeah, it's a D6. It rolls pretty normally.
Anil,
would you like to set up a resolve?
Let's have a look. We haven't had much from... I want to see more about the brothers' relationship. So I'm going to set up establish a scene between Dylan and Randall, and I believe that it's pretty much just the aftermath of the conversation that he's had with Leonardo.
Cool.
And
I'd also like to say that chronologically, this has happened after the press release we just heard.
Yeah.
Press conference.
Press conference, yes.
Cool. All right, I'm doing the washing up. Angrily.
Dude, are you okay?
Leonardo, coming over here. I can't believe the guts of that guy.
Like, I know it ended badly, man, but you were never happier than when you two were dancing together.
Yeah, well, that ain't happening anymore, and all I'm going to have to do is sit in a chair and be reminded of that.
No, there's something you can do.
What?
Dance your way back into his heart, man. It's gonna be beautiful.
You think I could?
Of course you could. You could beat that Janice on ice.
On ice? Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
She's good. But you were great, man.
Yeah,
I
was
great.
I was great. Yeah. You know, I was. I almost went to the Olympics.
Mom and Dad were always. So proud of you, man.
Yeah. Yeah, they were.
They can't. Okay. And they're gone, but I'm still proud of you.
Oh. Oh, thanks, Dylan. I'm going to go for a hug.
Gonna say that, you know, you get what you want, which is a hug, I guess, at this point. There's no conflict in this scene.
Yeah, well, I will go in for a hug and come out again with my hands on his shoulders and say, yeah, you know, I think I can do it. I think this year, this Christmas, I'm really going to turn my life around. Get back on my feet. And, you know, you helped me, so I'm going to help you. I'm going to get you the scoop you need for the Inquirer.
Is there anything, dude!
Is there anything you want?
You just got to get me into that event. I got to be there and see what happens, because that mayor, I know something ain't right.
Okay. All right, I'll do it. It's a done thing.
Thank you.
I love you, man.
I love you.
Aww.
Right, I am going to give this...
Wait, did someone give me this dice, or did I just pick it up to play with?
I think someone did. Yeah, we've had four dice out. I am going to give this die to Bryn because I want my brother to succeed.
Okay, so that was scene four?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so Lydia's turn. Ooh. Lydia, would you like to set up or resolve?
I would like to set up a scene between... this is the only one that hasn't been played out yet. Okay, yeah, between Janice and Leonardo.
Tiptoe,
yep.
Janice,
we are going to be... On ice.
On ice.
Janice, on ice, yep. We're going to be rehearsing because we've got to do a good show in front of everyone.
So, where are we? That's all I need
to know.
We're
on the ice rink.
We're on the ice rink.
And what do you want? What's at stake in this scene?
Oh, Janice wants...
Your relationship has a need. What is that need?
Need to prove that Expos should always be hosted by you. Yeah.
Want to show up, Randall, by making sure... Because you'll be opening
You want to
the...
plot against him. You're happy for him to be there, but you need him to be embarrassed while
he has
happening.
To look bad on the show.
I want it to be clear that I am the best host.
By the way, I'm visualising this entire conversation happening while skating. Just to... So, I mean, good news about Randall, eh? I mean, it could...
It's really interesting that you made that choice without me.
I mean, well...
That is a very interesting thing for you to do.
Watch
that you were...
There.
I was... Yeah, well... over to the other end of the... Jumps. Crashes. it's really interesting that this extravaganza that was my baby,
And it still is. It still totally is.
No, I know that you guys hosted it in the past. I know that was a thing in the past.
But you kept saying about, like, legacy and,
you
gave me a lot
legacy.
To think about.
The town's future legacy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not holding on to the past legacy.
So, like, a legacy, but for the... But I mean, like...
Past for the future.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, your right hand has all ways your right, you know? But I mean, I just... Like, here's the thing. I mean, you have a talent...
I am hearing
like,
you!
You have a talent...
very clearly!
You have a talent like Randall, like, sitting on the doorstep, and I'm just saying, like, I understand the tensions, but at the same time, like... We can make this work. We can all get something from this. All of us can get along, and it'll be great. And then everything will basically work.
Yeah, I don't know if that is exactly what can happen. I mean, now that you've invited him, obviously for appearances, we need maybe to have him around. But it could be that maybe he doesn't perform. Maybe it would just be that he's sitting there. He gets to give a score, so we know what the past feels about the contestants, right? We have that. He can have an opinion. But that's just, an advisory score.
So I've just handed Lydia a red dice, which means her character is not going to get what she wants in this scene.
I hear what you're saying. I'm just... Look, the mayor's been putting so much pressure to get this going and to get it working, and the idea that you would turn someone down at the last hurdle, you keep going on about the press, and how big this is, and, if you're going to have
it's
that...
It's going to be huge!
Yeah, if it's going to be huge, then presumably you're going to need every single, like, all hands on deck. And
it's interesting that you think that I couldn't do this.
I mean, I'd say more that...
I'm listening, I'm hearing, I'm actively listening to what you're saying.
You are. I just...
Really good that we're engaging on this level, and I'm getting a clue
you were very clear when we started this that, that power of veto is a thing. I mean, you've exercised it quite a lot, and I totally understand. And you kept saying about reciprocity as a thing, and, good practice. And basically, I think I'm going to have to veto you. I think we have to...
Okay,
I think
that's
we sort
interesting!
Because, you've used so many vetoes, and I haven't really...
Letting me know your opinion.
No, I've just been listening.
I am honoured to hear what you think on this scenario.
Yeah, so you're agreed then. We can
Wait, what?
Yeah, so cool, great. I'm just gonna head off to I'll go confirm all the bookings, okay? You're okay to just sort this out on the back end? Yeah.
Crashes on her ass.
camera pans to Randall in the stands.
Just glaring at Janice.
On ice.
They're like a little sotto voce imp that appears every time your name is said.
Okay, so Lydia, your scene has ended. Please hand that red die to another player. Go to anyone at all. We don't have to have a balanced...
No, I think it's... I don't know what these dice actually do.
But they're probably bad.
So they affect the tilt when it comes up in the mid-round. Often having an imbalance of colours is good because it pushes it towards extremes. So.
Give out the pain.
I think...
Ben receives a red dice.
Okay, guys. So we've had a full round of scenes. Now, often Fiasco runs a bit longer, but we're going to keep it short today for the purposes of our episode. So we're now going to introduce the tilt. So we all have dice in front of us, and we're going to roll those dice. And what you do is you do your... we've only all got one colour, nice and simple. So it's whoever gets the highest white score and whoever gets the highest red score.
Got a six.
One.
Five.
Three.
I got lower than that, Ben's red.
So I've got the highest red on six.
Okay, and Anna's got the highest white on five. So we have now a tilt table. So we choose from this, and we're actually going to use those two scores. So often at this point, there'll be more dice, and so the scores will be a bit different.
But
we've got a five.
Ship.
We've got a five and a six, so we get to introduce one thing off the tilt table, which use a five and a six. So five is paranoia, and six is failure.
I feel like thematically failure is...
Yeah. I mean, we don't have any problems with Dylan.
So you're using your six to choose the failure table, which means Annal's five takes us to a failure. And the failure is you thought it was taken care of, but it wasn't.
Dun, dun, dun.
So something is going to go horribly wrong when we come back next week for the second half of our Christmas special.
Everything's going to be fine.
It's Christmas, everyone.
Christmas.
With inevitable failure.
Christmas.
Bye!
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at The Rusty Quill, or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Hello, and welcome to the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. This is our Christmas special, and today I'm your host, Bryn Monroe, and I am joined by...
Ben Meredith.
Chris Kringle. It's not.
That's not your name.
It's Alex.
No, no nonsense from you today. I'm in charge. So this is going to be a tight ship.
Well,
silence you.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.